gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe. Here in this great hall of justice are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Time Out Show.
And here we are again. Dad Time Out Show, episode 5, recording here in the garage. I'd love to say high in the rooftops, but that's not. High in the rooftops with the 20,000 watt flamethrower.
How do they know?
Or in a garage with a surfboard.
You are in a garage.
And a lot of other things.
Yes. So, guys, we're here. Episode 5. And 6 is coming. 4 is going to be released. This is all super exciting to us. Just started this a little while ago. We want to thank everybody that's following us on Twitter. It's growing steadily. Facebook, it's really doing well. So thank you for coming in, saying hi. We've enjoyed your notes. We've enjoyed your feedback. Again, tweet us at Dad Timeout Show, at Dad Timeout Show on Twitter. Let us know if you want us to talk about anything, break down a topic. We are 4 dads with a lot of children between us. One of the notes I've been getting, guys, is we tend to talk, you know, and we have crosstalk and we go back and forth, but people lose track of who we are and kind of what our backgrounds are. So my good buddy asked if we could kind of break down our archetypes. So let me just throw it out there, and then we'll get right rolling into episode 5. Because my daughter wrote a pretty cool line to kick it off, and I want to use it tonight. So I am MK. I'll be your tour guide for the evening, as usual. I have 3 gentlemen around the table. I am a Philly guy. Born and raised in Philly, kind of have that loud Philly thing going on. Went to school in Tennessee, so I have some Southern sensibility. Spent a lot of time in the South, a lot of cousins, a lot of friends, a lot of family, all in the South. Then I came out to California. I've been out here about 20 years, and I am kind of a helicopter dad that doesn't play like I'm a helicopter dad. So inside, I'm dying, but outside, I try to play cool as a cucumber. So that's me. There's the bar. It's now been set. Hop over it.
I'm Mark, born and raised in the Bay Area, lived in the Peninsula, San Francisco, East Bay. I've been kind of all over. I'm probably, as some people have called me, a perfectionist dad. I'm all about trying to make sure my kids have a good experience, make sure they eat well, make sure they listen to good music, and make sure they enjoy their lives. But I'm not quite a laid-back dad.
All right, Mark's kids eat well. Ben?
Gourmet chef.
Yeah, so I'm Ben. Still trying to figure out what I want to be when I grow up. Like MK, I'm the opposite of MK. I want to be more helicopter. I don't care enough.
Sure you care.
I do,
you
but
care.
I don't, hold on.
We just read to your daughters. Okay, man. Okay.
So I don't helicopter enough. I'm a little bit too loosey-goosey, working on that. Agree, though, with Mark on the good music side. I'm a creator. I create stuff. That's about as close as it gets.
All right.
Come on in, Tiger Dad.
Okay, well then, I guess that's me, Tiger Dad. I'm Chris, and I am also a native Californian, but I tend to be a little bit extreme in my parenting philosophy when it comes to excellence, I guess you could say, or success, or measures of that. So definitely maybe pushing a little bit too much when it comes to grades and sports and Girl Scouts and piano and languages or whatever. But I'm also trying to hang out with you guys to calm myself down a bit. Huh?
No, cheers to that. I mean,
therapy.
I think we've learned through the first 4 that we're all pretty transparent and we're willing to talk about our flaws as well as our... Are the things that we excel at, because we're definitely pulling from each other selfishly as these things go through. And when I listen to them and re-listen to them, I'm like, oh, he did that. Okay, that worked. I'm going to try that. So hopefully our audience will feel that too. I'm glad it took us 5 to introduce ourselves for the first time, because that is the sign of a professional team right there.
All right, cheers.
All about growth.
All right, guys. So without further ado... my daughter wrote this line. I'm ready to use it. Are you ready to taco about some stuff so we can get jalapeno business?
All right.
It's time for dad jokes.
All All right, guys, so it is time for dad jokes. Now, we pull these online, from online, every once in a while. They are good. You stop it. The ones from the Diamond that we did a couple...
I don't get any of them.
They were exceptional.
Like I get these.
Hopefully, you'll get one of these, because they're pretty elementary school
for kids,
stuff.
Man. That's what I mean.
All right, so I pulled these from YouTube this time. We didn't go to the Twitter. It is from Will Ferrell. Mark Wahlberg had a challenge, see if they could make each other laugh. Here are some of the jokes they told, but they are excellent dad jokes. What do mermaids wash their fins with? What do mermaids wash their fins with?
Sea soap. I don't know.
The correct answer is tide.
Oh.
Mermaids wash their fins with tide.
All right.
Made Will Ferrell laugh and Mark Wahlberg.
That was the first set one.
B minus, huh? I'll give that.
All right.
Yeah. Mark's over there.
What?
I use a different kind of laundry soap. So, you know.
All right, right. You're partial.
I am.
All right, dad joke number two. What kind of car does an egg drive? What kind of car does an egg drive? Can anyone get this without multiple choice?
Beater.
Good
job.
Educated guess, but incorrect.
Loved it.
By our response, we know that.
Hey. Right. Correct answer is a Yolks wagon. A Yolks wagon. Are you going to go Euro on me? Yolkswagen?
Volkswagen.
That's actually
unbelievable.
Yolkswagen?
Volkswagen.
All right, we're going to keep moving fast and furious through tonight as we touch on all sorts of pop culture. What is the most crunk place to go to the bathroom? Either one.
Crunk? Is that like lit?
Yeah.
Mark Harvey. That is correct.
Are you serious?
The Little John.
Nice. Thank you. I'll be here all night. It's a pop culture.
It is the Little John. That is correct. Mark came up with that out of the blue.
I did.
Using his synapses.
My hip-hop background.
Weren't you a rapper?
I was.
All right. Speaking of rappers, what was the Foot's favorite type of chips? A human foot, Ben. Not to confuse you.
A human foot's favorite type of chip.
I don't know. Thinking Funyuns.
Oh, I got it.
Funyuns. Another Funyuns. Clever so response from Harvey.
I got it. Should I say it?
Yeah.
Cheetos.
Oh, excellent guess, but Cheetos. Not the one I'm referring to. The one I'm speaking about is probably a rival, Doritos. Two excellent answers with Funyuns and Cheetos. Good job, gentlemen. You're getting too good at this.
We're studying up.
You are. We have children. Many.
Yes.
That wasn't so bad, right?
We're getting dumber. Huh?
Yeah. All right, here we go. And I'll give you a hint if you cannot pull this one out. What do you call a lazy doctor?
I got this.
Eddie Murphy.
Doritos.
Eddie Murphy.
Gumby.
Dr. Doolittle. What do you call a lazy doctor? Dr. Doolittle.
Gotta be honest, Eddie Murphy didn't help at all.
All right, let's hear it for our dad jokes, episode 5.
Fantastic.
Good job, gentlemen. Good job.
Time now for the tweets of the week. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
All right, now it's time for parent tweets of the week. This one comes from @LurkAtHomeMom. Someone on Facebook just posted pictures of a baby moon. And from what I understand, my husband owes me 3 tropical vacations.
Yeah.
Baby moons.
Yeah.
You even know what they are?
Oh, yeah.
Did you do them?
No.
Ben?
No idea. What
Chris?
Can you tell me?
I don't know. What is the time for a baby moon?
What is a baby moon? Can you someone tell me? Oh,
it's a special trip that couples take toward the end of a pregnancy, have their last alone time in a quiet, romantic spot, right?
Yeah.
That's actually true. Yeah, I like say it.
Actually, you know, now that I think about it, I have gone on baby moons.
I thought it was dumb, but now that think about it, it's totally legit.
You're being educated.
Yeah, I mean, it's
by the helicopter, non-helicopter dad.
Of course, it's also difficult to do when you've got multiple children. So maybe after, maybe during the first pregnancy, but then
maybe
once
the first time.
But then when you got like four, you're kind of, you know, up against a
baby moon down.
Well, you got to bring the other kids with you, and the whole idea of baby moon is just the two of you.
You're supposed to go on a very romantic time when your wife is like 8 months pregnant, super miserable, and huge.
And to that point, yes, and I remember being in Hawaii snorkeling alone.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for Lurk at Home. She's actually super funny on Twitter if you want to follow at Lurk at Home Mom. Next up is at Dragon Feedies. Hey, parents who are complaining because their kids have been home from school for 4 whole days. My oldest is 3. She's been home for 1,272 days straight.
And in captivity for...
You don't think about that, though.
No, every day.
Loving it.
Right, but my youngest just started school, and it was weird having silence in the house after literally with 3 pretty close together. I've had none forever. And now summer's in, and I'm out of ideas, and it's like day 4.
It is pretty disruptive, though. You know, it just took me this long to get used to the school schedule and the drop-offs, and all of the timing was just right with the car line and everything, and now it's all messed up, and
I just found
out
it was summer today.
Are the kids home? Hold on, it's 10 o'clock.
Have you been home for 4 days?
I haven't noticed.
Wait. This doesn't make sense to me right now.
He wants to be more of a helicopter. He's already said that. Yeah. It's clear. He needs help.
All right. That was from at Dragon Feedies. Excellent choice. And at Mama Unfiltered. This is an oldie but a goodie. I pulled this from somewhere. At Mama Unfiltered. The book title is, quote, Parenting a Strong-Willed Child, unquote. Loosely translated, so you've got yourself a little a-hole.
I have that book.
Right?
I have that book.
I got another title for you. Parenting Ben as a child. No joke.
I might write that book in present time.
I see that. I see the terminology, and I often fear that my children will follow my path. That's why I'm a secret helicopter dad.
Yes.
Maybe. Perhaps.
Yes. But have you ever had the in-the-store tantrum meltdown where they're screaming in the store or anything like that? Or?
Heck yeah.
Oh yeah?
Oh right. Yeah. I've abandoned an entire shopping cart of food and walked out.
Every time.
You kidding me?
Yeah, twos weren't that bad. 3 is when we went full-born Superman on the floor when things weren't popping. Thanks, at Mama Unfiltered, oldie but a goodie. All right. That was our parent tweets of the week. Let's give them a nice round of applause, gentlemen.
Thank you. It's hot topic time.
All right, gentlemen, it's time for fastball, kind of like our version of Dad PTI. Pardon the interruption. We'll do 3 topics. We'll go through pretty quickly, 3 to 4 minutes versus a longer form conversation, which we save for smart articles by smart people, which is coming up next. Let's go first topic right off the bat. Camps. What kind? How many? Or do you bypass the whole thing? Because I know people that bypass the whole thing. A teacher at my school, we were talking, and I said, what are you doing this summer? Like, you're thinking he's going to drop some cool camps? And he's like, hanging out with my kids. And I'm like, oh, well, what do? He's like, we go to parks. We go fishing. We go play tennis. We go to basketball courts. We hang out. We read. We drive to the coast. And
he's a teacher.
Yeah, but so he has the summers off. But I thought that it was a little eye-opening for me because I am in camp mode right now. But I thought, oh, wow, it can be done. Like, people really stick old school, which is how I grew up. How about you guys? You need camps.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I mean, because we don't have the summers off, I guess. We have 4 businesses, so no summers. No summers off. Camp, all about it, all the time. Just as much as to basically replace school.
How do you pick your camps? How do you afford your camps? And do you go high-end, low-end? Do you go parks and recs? How do you do it?
Yeah, I mean, we are budgeted, and we do... Some of these camps are expensive, like crazy expensive. Like, one of our premium camps are... You know, like one of them is this Harry Potter camp where they take the ferry and they take it off to some magical island and all of this, and that's like hundreds of dollars. So we'll do one of those a summer, and then the rest of the time we're doing the super cheap commune camp where you can drop them off at any time. But honestly, we base our camp all based around the golf season. So summer is a big golf tournament season for us, so we're keeping it all.
Because self-admitted Tiger Dad. So your girl, your girls play golf?
Hey, my archive comes out again.
Right, but that's important to you that your girls continue the sport in the off season. Like, we've had the opportunity or potential to go to summer leagues, tournament, AAU,
travel ball,
but we're not ready for that yet. We can't do it physically with three, but that's important to you,
yeah,
or at least with some sports.
Yeah, I mean, golf is pretty involved. So, like, you know, we're up there in the morning and we have to warm up, and it takes like 5 hours to do a round. So it's a pretty involved one. So, like, and the tournament season for kids start all summer long. So I find myself sneaking out of work all the time. But yeah, I mean, without camps,
right? You're Boston, Switzerland, right?
That is true.
Yeah, okay.
That's true.
Okay, just wanted to point that out.
Well, now we all know after the podcast what goes on.
You know that he's listening.
Truth reveals.
Boss.
We're huge in Vienna, which is in Austria.
I sneak out as I walk out casually through the front door.
Yeah. I do casually walk out the front door. But hey, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'll hit a rare serious note and say that, like, we definitely try to pick, like, with camps that play towards our kids' personalities. My 8-year-old, she's kind of the bookworm sweet one, so we're not worried about the sports camps, we're doing the sailing camp.
Sailing camp?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Isn't it fancy?
Low-income sailing camp. Yeah.
No, man. Well, yeah, like I said.
Public marina.
Come on, guys. You know I'm just playing. And then we got the other one.
Who's Jimmy's rowboat.
Exactly.
What's it called, Ben? Jimmy's rowboat.
Right. Who's Jimmy?
That's exactly the question. Who is Jimmy?
All right. So sticking with summertime, let's go to our third fastball topic. I recently wrote an article for a great website called 30 Seconds, and it was more about seizing the day. And when your children are asking for ice cream on a Monday, just go for it, because that's what they're going to remember, versus you saying you have homework, you have this, you have that. So I was reading a lot of the comments around it, and, you know, and friends and I talking about the article, and somehow we got on the topic of ice cream trucks. And then there was this big discussion about ice cream trucks, and it was yay or nay with the ice cream truck. Did you have them as kids? Do you have them now? How do you handle them? Do you search them out, or do you just ignore the whole thing?
They look exactly the same. And
same song?
And
they're playing
yes,
the same song.
The same.
I'm a bit hypocritical, because when I was a kid, when the ice cream truck would come, I would lose my mind, and no matter what I would be doing, it would be the middle of, you know, the most important thing. And I would
Eddie Murphy, ice cream!
Yeah, I would break through the door, and I would chase it like 9 blocks,
every
you know,
time.
And
every,
you know,
time.
Every time. But now it's like, oh, you know, ignore it when you hear the
do you?
Hey, let's just look away. It's not ice cream Wednesday.
So you're saying it's different as a parent.
As a parent.
Because you're trying to put up pylons on your street to block it off because it's dinner time coming up and you don't want a big bomb pop.
Well, you know, I feel like they kind of are very opportunistic at times where, you know, they come, it's like the middle of softball practice and you're trying to do a drill and then do, and then they all go crazy. So it's, you know, I think I have a sort of a knee-jerk reaction of like, filter out the ice cream truck.
Well, mine are still small though. We're not at softball, but like every time that damn truck rolls around, you got it. Like, while we're in. Because it's
every
so
time.
Fun. They're so excited.
They
I'm not
going
to disappoint them. I'm going to have the major meltdown of disappointment if I don't do it, first of all. Second of all, yeah, I mean, like, if that dude finds us, we're
alone.
Yeah.
We used to have an ice cream truck that came by our street, and I used to stop and grab it every time it came around, but it doesn't come around anymore. So, and I agree with the whole baseball, softball, whatever practice. They always seem to come at the most difficult time to try and release the children. And so, yeah, I'm with you.
All right, let's end this on a positive note. what was your favorite ice cream as a kid?
Bomb Pops.
Bomb Pops?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the...
That was red, white, and blue on the... It looks like a rocket.
Oh, man. Or the rocket pop.
Remember Screwballs? Did you guys have Screwballs out west with the gum in the middle of kind of like frozen sherbet?
Frozen gum.
Wow. Yeah. No. Missiles. I said the missiles.
Missile pump?
The name eludes me, but it would be a yellow and pinkish
push-ups.
No.
It was the missile pop.
No, dude. You're talking about red, white, and blue. I'm talking
orange and yellow.
Right now, everybody listening is screaming the name of this.
Missile pops.
Missile pops. Yellow and red.
Yes, yeah, missile pops.
That's missile pops.
Dude.
Strawberry shortcake by Good Humor.
That's a good one. Actually, you know what? That is pretty good. That's like the sleeper.
It was kind of out of the, yeah.
You know?
I steered right.
I normally wouldn't get that, but when you try it, you're like, hey.
Yeah.
This is pretty good.
I wish they sold Itzits on those. They don't.
Yeah.
Itzits are like.
Well, Itzits are West Coast. Yeah, we had Good Humor out in the East.
I went to school with one of the kids.
Those were made in the big area, not made in China.
Don't even get me started to talk about Fudgy the Whale, because that's a whole other conversation. All right, so that was fastball, slow ball, whatever you want to call it. We wrapped it. It was good. Thank you, gentlemen. Nice job. Let's move on to Smart Articles by Smart People coming up next. All right, guys, it's time for Smart Articles by Smart People. We peruse the web and we pick cherry pick some good ones here and there. This one's coming from Common Sense Media, one of the websites that I absolutely love. We'll talk about that later. But this one's called How to Stop Your Babysitter from Sexting, Texting, and Tweeting on the Job. Tips for Talking to Caregivers About Your Cell Phone Rules. Babysitter is a very large topic, so we'll just kind of narrow it a little bit, but it is interesting. It got me really thinking what's happening when you walk out the door. Mm. Now, laughingly, I told you guys a couple weeks ago, we have a Nest camera that's on our mantle. It's not plugged in, but nobody knows that. So there's always Big Brother in the living room because we've had a roller coaster of babysitters. I'd say about 75-80% have been rock solid, great, great people. But there are one or two that were sketch, kind of a second party recommendation. You're in a lurch and you're like, all right, that's fine. And when we left, like, you could see them reaching in their pocket for their phone because they would just want to start Textpalooza instead of watching your child. And it gets the worry wheels going and all that stuff. How do you guys suss out your babysitters? And then what's your intro speech before you would leave a babysitter with your kids?
We only have two people that babysit our kids. One is my mother-in-law, and the other is a woman who's...
Yeah, but can you trust her?
with my life, I would trust my
mother-in-law. Of course, and I know
life.
Her. She's a wonderful woman.
She's
fantastic.
Woman. Yes. But the other person who does watch my kids is a 20-something-year-old, and she's all about the kids. She works at a private school. She's rock solid. So I've never had to have the speech with her, although I enjoyed the article, and I thought, okay, next time I have somebody who's a high school or young 20-ish kid, maybe I'll say hey. But I'm blessed. The person who babysits my kids is absolutely rock solid, and she's completely about the kids.
Well, let me change the lead in, because Chris, you want to get into it too. So I went to a local high school, and something caught my eye recently. I was in there, and they had all these posters up about the protocol of students posting pictures of other students. And it was like, did you get approval? Would they be comfortable with this? Because babysitters, it might be a cute moment, but they may be putting your child in an Instagram, I'm babysitting this person. So we do kind of, and we don't change them. I mean, we really have like three, and three solid girls that go to a school that we know and have teachers we know. But we kind of lightly give them the, just so you know, before we walk out the door speech.
The one thing I did take away from the article is that now my daughter's 13 and she's talking about wanting to babysit too. And I think that it does set some ground rules of things that you never thought about as a babysitter. And the things that if you were to do that, what are some ground rules that you should have as a babysitter?
So conversely, this might be advice that you would give your daughters as they head out to babysit.
Right, absolutely.
And to say, hey, just so you know, it's not cool to Instagram the kids in the backyard. It may be all done with complete innocence, but regardless, your children are being put online.
Right. Plus, I'm also going to mention that they have the Nest camera, so watch out.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they're watching you anyway, so make sure you're not on your phone there. You know.
We've had Ben here, Archetype Pibby. we've had Melissa, our babysitter, has been with us for 5 years. She's a nanny now. Man, she's part of the fam, right? Like, and when she's not available, she has this pool of cousins and sisters that are coming around. They're coming straight from her. So that's our pool. So it's really cool. Like, immediately if it's there's someone you trust, and then she gives you the handoff, like, oh, this is my cousin, she's all right. That's absolutely not reliable. Actually,
that's not screening.
So I just realized that. But I, that's kind of where we're at. Like with so much going on, and you know, like our kids, like we don't have the Nest camera, but definitely appreciate that that we have this kind of cool core of people from such a different world too. They're a bunch of gypsies. And it's really kind of cool the exposure that you know that they're getting to you know these different people. This is digressing.
I know.
Yeah, I agree.
You cost me a lot of editing. Always. Okay. Not a bad thing.
But you know, it's I'm the gold nugget sometimes, right? You got a lot of coal to get through.
You do well, Ben. We love you, man.
Let me dovetail that out then. What is the right age to allow your children to babysit? And what prerequisites would you have if they were going into someone's house to watch their children?
I'd say 16, so they can take themselves there and take themselves home. Mm-hmm. I don't want to drop my kid off and pick them up because at that point I'm working and that's not my job.
So I think, yeah, that's interesting. 16 sounds about right. I mean, for me, my daughter's 13, but she's been asking to babysit since she was like 9 years old. I want to be the babysitter. And, you know, we wouldn't leave her home. So I don't know. I mean, we're just starting now when she was like 12 and a half, 13, where we start to leave her home with our younger daughter for like, you know, 90 minutes maybe or something like that. But I probably wouldn't let her actually be in charge of another kid unless at least 16, right? And I think the phone would be good just so I could... So she can call or FaceTime it in the medium that she feels the most comfortable communicating with.
Well, it's interesting because I was going to ask you, and potentially you, what age would you let your oldest watch your youngest for a quick milk run or a quick...
I'm going 12 and three quarters.
I've asked a lot of parents this question. I've heard a lot of 12s, a lot of 13, 14s, fine.
I've left my son... to watch the other two for a quick 15-20 minute jaunt because my youngest is not completely potty trained and I don't expect him at 12 to be able to change a diaper. I'm not like there with him at that point.
That could be interesting.
But for a short thing now, for a more longer period of time, I might be... Yeah, it might be a couple years away, or when my youngest is fully operational in the potty department.
It's usually good. Operational.
That was really interesting, though, because I thought a lot more people would have babysitters, and you guys are obviously more close to the Nest kind of guys. So it's interesting because we are so event heavy and busy, and we have a lot of pinch hit babysitters. We'll come in for literally an hour to cover a window where I'm coming, and you know how it is here. Just here with the bridges and the traffic, and you never know what's going to play out. So,
how are you finding your babysitters? Is there an app or is there a service? Or
all word of mouth. Huh. Word of mouth of a trusted babysitter that's coming from. Or, for instance, our friend coaches rugby at the local high school, and he sent us two girls that are both phenomenal. They're both going on to college next year and just really good girls, and we've been using them for about 2 years. So it's
Can I ask a question? What's the average price you pay per hour for babysitting?
It can range probably about 15 to 20 if they're watching all three kids. So it can be a pretty, if you're going out, which is very rare, it could be a pretty pricey night.
Yeah, that's why we never do it then, right there. That's probably the reason right there. $100 extra, right?
But that's so like all these microclimates of babysitting. Alameda, you could find a $15 babysitter. San Francisco, it's like 25 is base. Yeah,
well, because it's so competitive, right?
Oh,
we do 15.
Yeah, 15. 15. We're 15. That's our.
Yeah. Maybe I should have my daughter start babysitting a little sooner.
Get those tennis lessons racked up.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you, gentlemen. Smart articles by smart people.
Time now for the die quiz.
All right, everybody, it's time for our parent quiz. Here we go. We have five questions, maybe a bonus question here or there. It's kind of how we round out the podcast each and every week. People from around the globe love to play this game, as do we. So let's go. We've added a certain sound effects in today. Mark, hit yours. Ben. Chris.
Buzzers.
I am the question asker. I will not be participating for legal reasons. Question number one, and it all these have to do with things that I've been doing recently, so it's all about me. What did the Chinese invent 2,800 years ago using silk and bamboo? Chris.
I'm going to say paper.
He's going to say paper. That is incorrect.
Oh.
Silk and bamboo do not make paper.
I don't know. Something to write on, I thought.
The correct answer is a kite. Remember, the theme is all things that I've been kind of doing this week.
Paper.
Oh, on my summertime.
I wouldn't doubt that you created paper this week. You're that kind of guy.
I'm that hipster that I grow my own papyrus in the backyard.
I was stalking you.
And we go from there. And I have the kids scroll with plum ink.
My spot in the yard's been.
Question number two. Went to the lake the other day with the children on my summertime bucket list. Is a group of geese called a gaggle, a gander, or a grouse? Mark.
Gaggle.
He says gaggle. Agree or disagree?
I'm probably wrong.
The correct answer is gaggle. Coming in first. Mark, great job with the answer.
No.
That was just morale, confidence, you know, to get you to number three. All right, big movie coming out. Who knows when we'll release this, but the movie comes out technically this Friday. The Incredibles 2. Which is a sequel to The Incredibles 1. Who plays Mr. Incredible in the movie? Otherwise known, the character's name is Bob Parr. Who plays Mr. Incredible? Who is the voice of Mr. Incredible? I'll give you a hint. He once starred in a very famous sitcom. Yes.
Tim Allen?
Tim Allen is incorrect.
So he gets a minus.
No.
It's a three-parter.
Hold on.
Blank, blank, blank.
Todd Bridges.
Todd Bridges played Willis on Different Strokes. That is incorrect. The answer is Craig T. Nelson.
Coach, right?
Coach was the hint you were given. That is a massive parent quiz fail. I'm kind of upset, but maybe you're not the movie buffs that I am. Craig T. Nelson is the correct answer on that for a bonus, a chance to come back, a chance to get back in the game. What was the name of Craig T. Nelson's character on the show, the wonderful show, Parenthood? What was the name of Craig T. Nelson's character on the show Parenthood?
Johnny.
Johnny is incorrect.
Yes, again.
It is.
Ben, take it.
Yeah, that guy, before you know it.
It is Zeke Braverman. Obviously, we do not have Parenthood watchers.
Or TV watchers.
Do you watch This Is Us?
Yes.
Too sad.
Yes.
I cry.
Oh.
It's another American.
It's wonderful.
Guns. It's so sad.
Yes, we'll break down AGT later. Parenthood, if you have a chance to ever start from me and watch it through, it never ages. It is one of the most remarkable shows I've ever, honestly, that I've ever seen. Sorry. Saw scene, sorry. All right, big failure on the Craig T. Nelson front, but let's move on. Let's see if this one can get you guys back in the game. Which has more wheels, a big wheel or a Razor scooter? Ben.
Did you say big wheel?
Big wheel or a Razor scooter?
Get your finger off the dish. Big wheel has more wheels. It's three wheels.
That is correct. The big wheel has three wheels. Good job, Ben. Nice job.
You were looking flummoxed.
And did we not grow up in the 80s?
All right, so our current score is Mark 1, Ben 2, Chris 0.
Ben's got one.
And he has two. And everybody failed on the Craig T. Nelson. Very upsetting. All right, you better get to know this one, gentlemen, because it's coming down the line. It's all about texting right now. What does B4YKI mean in text code? B, number 4, YKI. Chris.
Before you know it.
Before you know it?
Dang it.
Is correct.
Oh, dang. My first after five episodes.
Coming out of the sweeper.
My first correct answer.
All right, since we had talk off the microphone and there's actually a three-way tie, let's go into a tiebreaker.
All right, here we go.
We're going to stay on text coding. This is very important for us to know as we move forward in life. KPC, what does it mean? A child texts another child, KPC. What does it mean? KPC.
Have a nice summer.
Keeping.
Keep in touch.
Keeping first word. KPC.
Crunk.
Keeping perfectly clear.
Good guess, Mark. The answer is keeping parents clueless.
Oh.
No. No.
We all were clueless on that.
That is a thing?
KPC.
Not okay. You didn't know about it. You didn't know about
Killing
it.
Me.
I'm sorry.
KPC. Keeping parents clueless.
Wow.
Is that your sad honk, Ben?
Yeah, it is. It really is my sad honk. I can't believe that's a thing.
Oh, but wait, there's more.
It's coming for me.
Okay. So here's our tiebreaker now. Keeping on the texting. C-W-O-T. C-W-O-T. So Jimmy texts John and says, boy, that was a C-W-O-T. I should have never gone to that. Mark
Complete
Hart.
Waste of time.
Oh, complete waste of time.
Wow.
Absolutely correct. Yeah, give it to Mark.
The issue of Southern Living again.
I never win.
Mark, are you guessing these? Or is
no, that one? I know.
See, that's what I'm saying.
That one I know.
Mark with the win today again.
Again.
You win, Mark, this edition of Southern Living. The best of summer. How to kick back, relax, and savor the season. Also has fast and fresh tomato recipes. Congratulations. Let's give Mark a nice round of applause.
Okay, okay.
Parent All right. quiz champ.
I'll give you that one.
Great job, guys.
That was silly.
All right, guys. I thought we'd end it this week. Let's give a dad tip of the week. Each week now, one of us will bring in something. It could be an app. It could be an article. It could be a device. It could be a website that we like, that we think we benefit from, is helpful, or we're just having fun with it with our kids, all right? So I will start with the first dad tip of the week because I think that we can all agree this is a pretty remarkable website. Some parents I talk to don't know it exists, and I think it's so important when you're trying to figure out what to watch, what to read, what's age appropriate, what has swearing, what has violence, and it goes through apps, video games, movies, magazines, everything. They pretty much, and we even did our smart article from Smart People from it. It's Common Sense Media. It's based out of, I think it's right here in the Bay Area, actually, but you can plug in any title of anything, and it will give you an honest assessment. And if you don't really necessarily agree with their assessment, they'll have parents and their assessments underneath. So there's always a rolling commentary on what age the people let their kids watch it or not watch it, and stuff like that. So my dad tip of the week this week, to just give a big one to start out, Common Sense Media. All right, guys, nice job. Congratulations, episode five in the books. We want to thank everybody that's listening to us each and every week. Thank you so much, and thanks for sharing. A lot of folks are sharing on Facebook and Twitter, and we pin it right up at the top of our Twitter page. So if we're talking about it and you want to go back and see one of our episodes, we actually are on iTunes now. We're going to be on Stitcher soon. We're going to be on, hopefully, knock on something. I don't want to ruin the audio. We'll be on Spotify. But we are at Dad Timeout Show on Twitter. We are Dad Timeout Show on Instagram. And we are Dad Timeout Show on Facebook as well. We will have a website eventually, but we're taking baby steps to get out of the gate. But thanks again, guys. Have a great week, everybody. And we'll catch you on episode six. Great job. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Timeout Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn! Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Dad Timeout Show.